USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As the economy begins to rebound, the May jobs report is showing that employers are stretched thin to find workers. After a slow gain in April, the economy added 559,000 jobs last month.
We were expecting something closer to 650,000 or 700,000 jobs.
Economist Gus Boucher says there's still a solid gain and expects that hiring will pick up. President Biden says the growth is proof his economic recovery plan is working.
America is finally on the move again.
But some experts are noting there's still a disconnect between employers who need workers immediately and the unemployed who might be looking for better jobs with better pay. They also might lack childcare or be waiting for the virus to completely go away. The number of people looking for work fell in May after 3 months of gains. This is USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Another meeting is planned for Monday after President Biden and Republican Senator Shelley Moore Capito spoke by phone. They're trying to reach a deal on infrastructure. The White House says Capito offered to increase the proposal by $50 billion, but the president said it didn't meet his objectives. A life-saving rat who won a medal is calling it quits. With more, here's USA's Mike Fortier.
An African giant poached rat named Magawa retiring this month after 5 years of sniffing out landmines and unexploded ordnance in Cambodia. Magawa, credited with clearing over 1 million square feet of land and detecting over 100 landmines and unexploded ordnance, the Belgian nonprofit that trained him announcing the retirement on Thursday. It says while the 7-year-old Magawa is still in good health, he has reached retirement age and is clearly starting to slow down. Landmine detection will continue, though. The nonprofit says 20 new landmine detection rats have been cleared to continue Magawa's work. From USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Apple TV is giving people a glimpse of their brand new special.
We have to write an essay? 500 words about who we are? I have no idea who I am. Good grief. You worry too much, Charlie Brown.
Long before there was a boy named Charlie Brown, there was a man named Charles Schulz.
Who Are You, Charlie Brown? Explores the legacy of the Peanuts comic strip and its creator, Charles M. Schulz. He died at age 77 in February of 2000. The new special is narrated by Lupita Nyong'o and features interviews with Schulz's family and friends, along with fans of the comic strip, including Kevin Smith, Al Roker, Drew Barrymore, and others.
I've been dreaming about this thing since I was about 6 years old.
He was the little kid that no one really talked to.
He was one person telling this personal story every day.
Like all the best creators, there's a lot of himself in the work.
I remember I called him my sweet Babu. Pretty soon it was in the comic strip.
And he was those characters.
Who Are You, Charlie Brown honors Schulz and the lasting popularity of the significance of the Peanuts comic strip. It ran from 1950 to the year 2000. Brian Grazer and Ron Howard are executive producers. Who Are You, Charlie Brown premieres June 25th on Apple TV+. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.